Tom Ford, tell us about the brood 10 cicadas that we're starting to actually see and hear in parts of Pennsylvania.
Okay, basically, when we look at the cicadas, the brood 10, we're looking at something that's been in, I guess you say, a work in progress since 2004. That was the last time brood 10 basically was sort of above the surface and feeding and carrying out their various activities. So it's 2004, eggs were laid. Once the eggs were laid, they sort of bounce to the earth, burrow underground, and there for the next 17 years, stay feeding on the root systems of a variety of shrubs, trees, and even grass-type weeds.
That's so amazing. Is there anything known about why they all come out together? Like, hey, we've been under here for 17 years, let's go.
Yeah, there's actually a kind of a reason for it. And actually, some of the data from the 2004, I believe, was they showed that they emerged from anywhere starting from April to like the second week of June. What triggers their widespread emergence is soil temperatures reaching 64 degrees Fahrenheit. There's some that'll kind of test things out, again, this evolutionary thing, see if the weather's right, see if they can escape predation. But the main brood, the main influx of the population, as soon as 64 degrees hits, they come out in mass and they overwhelm the predators. And that way, they can continue the species.
They can survive, so they aren't all going to get wiped out. So we're actually starting to see them, is that right?
Yeah, in some areas, probably a little bit further east than our area right now. But like in my own yard in the Altoona area, I'm seeing the little holes, but I have not seen, quote, any adults. So any adults that have poked their head out and that have emerged probably have already been eaten, unfortunately. And they actually estimate that they used to be, if we look at historically, they would usually be out the end of May is when they actually would be seen. But they believe because of global warming that we're seeing them earlier and earlier. So in most cases, they've seen first week of May in some situations. Again, our weather temperature is a little cooler this year, so it's holding them back.
And they come out and they mate, and that's when things get crazy and we hear them?
Yeah, that's when things get crazy because they estimate, again, some of the research that's out there, estimate anywhere from about 1.3 to 1.5 million cicadas per acre. When they first come out, they'll take their exoskeleton and they sort of crack it over their back. What they try to do is they all come out at once, and because they try to, they're the most vulnerable when they first emerge from the soil. So then what they do is they come out in mass, they overwhelm their predators. What escapes climbs the treetops, and the males then start their symphony. The males are what sings. The males basically have an organ they call the timbal organ, and it basically makes this sort of resonating sound. They estimate between 100 to 105 decibels per insect.
Oh my gosh. So it can be noisy.
Yes, noisy.
So the males are out there, they're singing, they're trying to get the lady.
They'll try to get the female. And so the males sing. They basically sort of strum with their little organ. And then the female, she's rather quiet. They say all she really does is she does a simple flick of her wing to tell the male, you're the one. And that's what happens. So, and then basically, once they have made it, the female basically can lay about 30 eggs a day. But in her lifetime, which usually about, you know, potentially up to 3 weeks, maybe longer, she can lay up about 600 eggs. So when you think about the potential, if they're very successful, the population should continue to increase over time. And you may see to start to see some areas that don't have cicada, you know, may see a little more spread out. But the other thing is it's not just one species of cicada in this 17-year brood. There's actually three different species that are in this brood typically.
I remember the last one maybe that had hit this area. I remember driving, like you literally couldn't drive with your windows down because they could end up like bombarding your car. Is that what we should get ready for in some places?
Yeah, most definitely. They will be everywhere, but it's a situation, I guess, because my earliest memory of cicada, and I can't remember what year it was, but my grandparents had a small property in Laurel, Maryland, and they had a little pond there. And what we used to do is they would be out. We were so curious as kids. We'd pick them off. But our thing was we'd go over there and feed them to the fish in the pond. Okay. We would take them. We'd throw them into the pond, and the bass would strike. And, you know, it was kind of fun sport for us as kids to watch them do that. So when you think about All the birds, all the animals, they're going to have a field day. Fish are going to have a field day. And if you're a fisherman, you know, that's a great bait. So you'll see a lot of benefit from that standpoint. So a lot of populations, even though it's every 17 years, you know, this is like fine dining time for them.
What advice would you have for someone experiencing for the first time who is curious and wants to enjoy them?
I think for the most part, because it is that, you know, 17 year wait, you know, you're only going to see a certain, you know, certain number of these broods in your lifetime. And we're actually pretty lucky. When they said when the first immigrants came to the United States, they had never encountered cicadas before. So when you were looking at European settlers coming in, the Native Americans knew what they were. They respected them. They used them for food in certain situations. But the first European settlers, it drove them crazy. They thought it was a biblical plague. That's why they were called the locusts, because they thought it was a plague-like insect because of the millions. And they just never seen them in Europe. So it's one of these little peculiarities as far as North America that we see this unique insect.
And you could also say bon appetit.
Right, bon appetit. I met there. They should be high in protein, a little crunchy. I'm sure there's somebody out there that's doing a chocolate enrobed 17-year cicada as a dessert.
Tom Ford, Penn State Extension horticulture educator. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Anne.